Airbus that runs number 43. Shol Meshiv is the next Kenyan Torah. Shol Meshiv. Shol Meshiv, literally types it up as questioning and answering. By questioning and answering. So that is a very important Kenyan Torah. And the Tiferes Yisrael says, and Pashup Shot obviously is that to learn you have to ask questions and get answers. That's Pashup Shot. Obviously, if you're learning something and you have a question and don't ask it, so then you're never going to understand it. Lo Abayshin Lo Meid, you know, you can't, if you're too ashamed to ask a question, whatever reason, wherever that's coming from, then you are just selling yourself short because you're never going to get Pshat because you have a question and you're not willing to ask it. Questions also show that you're thinking. If you're questioning, that means you actually thought through something and you end up with a question. A question is a result of I thought through it carefully and something bothers me. I'm missing information over here, and then you want to fill the information in, you have to ask the question, get the answer. That's Pashup Shot. The Tiferes Yisrael says that through Shaila and Tshuva, he says, the Inyanim are Chakuk Belev. It gets engraved into your heart through Shaila and Tshuva. So I always say, you know, where is Torah stored? Where is Torah supposed to go? So Kasim Aluach Libecha, it says you're supposed to write them on the luchos of your heart. Torah is stored inside the leaf. First letter of the Chumash is Beis, last letter is Lamed, Lein Kol Yisrael, spells Lev, because the container for Torah, the Kli Kibul, is the heart. So that's where it goes. So you're always trying to store Torah in your heart. The Tiferes Yisrael says, how are you chaykik the Torah in your heart? How do you carve it into your heart to remain there? He says through Shaila and Tshuva. So what does that mean exactly? Why does questions and answers... I read it, I got pshat. Why do I have to have questions and answers in order to be chaykik Torah in my Lev and have it be stored there permanently? Why do I need that? So I think the pshat's in Maral. And the Maral says that when a person asks a Shaila, so what have you done? You've opened up there's now a makom within yourself which is waiting to be filled. Meaning, if I don't have a shaila, if I don't ask any questions, that means that basically I am complete. A question means, there's something missing here. I have there's something chaser. So now within myself, there is an opening. There's a pesach. There's a makom for the Torah to be chal. When I get an answer, the Torah then clicks into that makom and stays there. Because I open up myself a makom for Torah to go into, and I allow it to click in. Lamaisa, if I'm just told divrei Torah, but I never had a question, which basically means I don't have any makom for it to be chal upon. So I'm just told things, but there's nowhere for them to go. There's no makom in the person for them to be chal, for them to connect to. So Lamaisa, a shaila, this is Maral, a shaila allows you to have a makom pani within yourself for information to actually be inserted into. And the answer is when you insert the information in. That makom is created, now it can go in. To put it in more practical terms, you know, when I have a question, a real question, that means that I actually have a cheshik to know. I'm not talking about when you just make up questions because you're supposed to ask questions. You have a question. So I have a cheshik within me to know the answer. So when the cheshik is there to know the answer, and I'm given the answer, I'm a clickable for that answer. There's a makom for that answer to go into. So that's how Maharal will explain the idea of a shaila and tshuva. So each place, each piece can fall into place based on the questions. You know, there's a reason why the derech of Shas is really question and answer. From the very first Mishnah, Meima Sekarna Shema Ba'arvin. You know, the very first Mishnah in Shas begins with a question. And Lamaisa, every single Amud you learn is filled with questions and answers. Or sometimes no answers, just questions. Rishonim are built on questions. Torah is built on questions, it really is. And part of the idea of this question is because a question really is what brings you into the next layer of what you're supposed to do. Let's take an example. I just want to maybe elaborate that for a second. Let's take an example. So someone teaches me a Mishnah. And I say, okay, I got it. So now I got it at one level. Let's say Akasha. I ask Akasha, what does Akasha mean? Akasha means that I took the information as is. There's something about it which doesn't make sense to me. So I need to go one layer deeper to get the pshat. because that first understanding didn't make sense. So the kasha means I have to go one layer deeper. I peel off one layer of amkus. I go in, and now I get pshat. So what have I done? I've gone one layer deeper. When you learn up a good shtickle Torah, right? So they start off, okay, this is the Gemara, this is how Rashi explains it. Pasha pshat. All right, there's a kasha on what Rashi means. Okay, so maybe you can learn it with this svar. All right, but that svar is shver. So you learn, every single step you're doing with the kasha, you're going one step deeper to understand the Torah in a deeper way. But without those kashas, if you're just stuck at that first step, you're in a superficial layer, and you don't have the amkus of the onion. You only have what's at the surface. So questions aren't just like, I need to know what the pshat is. It's not just that I need to make a mukkah myself. But you get a deeper layer of havana through the questions you ask. That's what questions do. So shel meshiv is a very important part of Kinei Torah, because without that, you're not going to muck on yourself to take in the information. Out there, you're not going to get to the amkus of the information. Now, some of the girsa here, which most Mishnah are not gores, not because it's wrong, because it doesn't fit in the Mishnah, the girsa is shel k'inyan or meshiv k'alacha, right? Which is actually a Mishnah elsewhere in Avos. It says that there's shiv dvar mechacham, and one of them is shel k'inyan or meshiv k'alacha. So that's not the girsa here, but Rishonim do say that's still an inyan here. It's not the girsa of the Mishnah. So shel k'inyan and meshiv k'alacha. So k'inyan means that I'm asking on topic, I'm asking, you know, focused, and there's an Indian brought in there that I'm asking because it bothers me, and I'm not trying to impress anybody. Every once in a while you're in a shir, and there's a guy some cautious, right? But you know he's isn't cautious because he's a smart guy, he wants to show how much he knows. Shol ke'inyan means that, shol ke'inyan is that I'm on topic, I'm focused, I have a real cautious to ask, and I ask it. That's shol ke'inyan. Meshiv k'halacha is that an answer also has to be with emes. Meshiv k'halacha isn't this that I have a geshmaka alumnus to say my answer. It means it actually fits the sugya. There's an emes to it. It's k'halacha. So this is not the girsa in the Mishnah, but it's true. A question needs to, there's a way to ask a question, and there's a way to give an answer. You know, it's a fascinating thing to me. You know, the more you sit and learn, the more you sit in the shir. So there's kind of a masura of what's like a question that actually is shver in a Gemara. What's the way to ask a question? What's something which is not really the way to ask a question? What we say is, you know, is not ke'inyan, and what we say is baal batish. I mean, there's a masura in Klal Yisrael as to like what actually makes a kasha and what's not really an important thing to ask. And you get that more from experience. You get that from a surah. You get them from speaking to rabbis, sitting in shir, learning up rishonim and achronim, see how they ask kashas. But there's a nuance in how to ask a kasha, and part of that is shulka Indian, because a kasha is, you know, the kasha on topic or the kasha which is focused. That's what's going to bring you into another layer of the sugya. A kasha which is just irrelevant, or not nogeya to what's at hand, or asked in a way which we would say is, you know, not getting to the core of a sugya, bothers you. So you ask it, but that's not shulka inyan. That's I don't want to say waste of time, but that's not going to bring you to the next layer of Torah. Whereas when you have a kasha which is ke'inyan, it's the right way to ask a kasha, it's the right focus, it's the right angle, you know how to ask it. That's going to bring you to the next layer of Torah, next layer of understanding, and that's where we go from. But there's a famous phrase, it's a Maimer Chachamim, I don't think it's a Chazal. We say, Shelas Chacham is Chatzi Tshuva. You guys heard that before. Shelas Chacham Chatzi Tshuva. The way that a Chacham asks a Kasha is already half the answer. Because the Chacham is coming from a certain perspective. And a Chacham knows, well, why do I have a Kasha? Where is it coming from? The way I ask it makes a difference. And from his Kasha, you can kind of tell where the answer is supposed to go. Again, the more you learn, you learn a Kasha in a Rishon. And before you see a Teretz, you can kind of tell like in what direction the Teretz is supposed to go in. But you can't say, you have to see what he says. It has to be emes, it has to have a raya. But you can kind of tell. Why? Because the Shelas Chacham, you already can sort of tell the direction in which that kasha is supposed to go in. Again, by definition, a kasha means that there's some assumption I'm making which is off, and that's why what I'm asking is a kasha. But if I can figure out which assumption is off, that's why I get a teretz. So a Shelas Chacham, you already sort of presume certain things. It's not just like, I don't get it. A Shelas Chacham is that, you know, you've thought through there's different underlying yesodos in the sugya. There's things you have in place. Therefore, you say, because of all these things, because Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dawud, this is Shver. And now you know that either Aleph, Beis, Gimel, or Dawud are off. It's just in terms of like a derech halimud, that's an aside. We don't always think through like how questions and answers work, but that's how they work. And it's important to know when you're learning a sugya, you say, okay, I see a shita, I have a kasha on it. So you have a kasha because you're assuming something. That's why you have a kasha. There's something you're assuming which is wrong. That's why you have a kasha. So if you can figure out what are my assumptions I'm making, what are the working assumptions here in the sugya that I'm working with, that's what led me to my kasha. So if I know I can adjust one of those things can be wrong. At least one of them is going to be wrong. And then I can figure out which one of these assumptions is wrong, that's why I get a teretz. But that's part of the Sheol's Chacham Chazi Shuva. If the Sheol's Chacham has these presumptions, but if it's just like, I don't know what's going on, that's not a kasha, that's just you sit down and chazrit some more and try to get things masudar. I'm sure you've heard before, and we always say that when you learn a sugya, it's okay to walk away with kashas, that's fine. But it's important to know what your kashas are. If you're just fuzzy, if you're just like, I don't get it, so then you don't learn the sugya. If pshat is, well, I learned the sugya, this is what it says, these are the points, and these are the things that bother me, then you learn the sugya. And it's okay to walk with the kasha, and Ratz Hashem, eventually you'll find a teretz for it. But there's a world in between, I'm just fuzzy, and I don't get it, I have kashas, to the world where this is what is said in the sugya, this is organized, this is the Shaklataria, this is the way the Rashi explains it, or Tosfos explains it, or Ritva explains it, and these are the kashas that I have based on the way I understand the sugya. So then you got the sugya, you learned it. That's called learning a sugya, and you learned the sugya well, and you're masudar. And you can write down in your notebook, these are my kashas, and you can go weiter, and that's fine, that's not a problem. That doesn't mean that you haven't learned. That doesn't mean you're fuzzy, you're not fuzzy, you're clear. It's okay, you can be clear and still have a kasha. That's fine. But when you walk away, you say, I'm as fuzzy, that means you have to chazer 10 more times. That's what that means, because you don't have the sugya down. You don't have the shakalatari, you don't have the points down. So that's part of Shol Leishiv. They have to know what a kasha is and what a teretz is. I would just add in one other thing as well. People have to really, you have to be ready. You have to be excited. You have to be motivated to go ask questions. Sometimes you say, yeah, it's not worth my time. I don't want to bother the Rebbe. I don't want to bother my Chavrusa. I don't want to bother the other Bachar over there who might know the answer. But you have to, this is the way you learn. This is the way that you only steig in learning through the questions. That you have to ask the questions. We know the Haggadah is built on questions. There's a din. The Haggadah is built on Derech Shaila V'Tshuva. That's one of the halachas you have to do in the Haggadah. The famous kasha, how is the din? We got to Levincha different from your daily mitzvah of Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim. One of the differences is Derech Shaila V'Tshuva. You have to ask questions and answers by the Haggadah. So why is that way? It's good for this, because you're not trying just to read information, you're trying to take information in. And if it's not coming through Shaila and Tshuva, that's not showing any interest, and that's not giving you, there's no makom for you to take in the information, like we said. So that's why Shaila and Tshuva is so important. And again, Shas is built on this. Memosai, Korin, very first Mishnah, first Gemara, everything's Akasha. Everything's Akasha, and everything's a Teretz. Now you could say, why didn't Ravina Ravashi just cut all the questions and give us the answers? They could have written Shas that way. They could have written Shas, okay, they asked all the questions. They already asked them all. And in their base medrash, they got the answers. So just give us the answers. Why do I have to hear the kashas? We have answers for them. The Gemara answered the kasha. So just tell me the din, don't give me the kasha. You have a bailahu. Right? Every bailahu could just tell you a halacha. Right? But the answer is that we have to understand the kasha, because that brings us into the sugya, that gives a makom for the information to be chal, that brings us to the amkos of the sugya, gives more of a clarity on what's going on, and that's so important. So we should all do our best to ask kashas and ask shailas. And I don't even mean it's like, I don't know the halacha. The shaila is obviously to ask. You have to follow halacha. You don't ask shailas, you're not following halacha. But this is when it comes to just even things you're trying to figure out in learning, or just understanding topics and sugyas, hashkafa, halacha, anything. To understand, you have to ask the questions. All right, shkoyach.